His name is Ryan Foley, and he's got a guest.
I sure do. I'm sitting across from Jose Rojas. How are you today, Jose?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Thank you. I'm just going to move this mic a little close. There we go. Now we got it.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. You got to get very almost. Can you hear me now? Yeah, there you go.
There you go, man.
So we are here to learn all about your business, and it is Rojas All Pros. Do I have that name right?
Yep. Rojas All Pros Companies. That's the name.
All right. So before we get into your company, I should say, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your background and what got you into your business?
My background. Okay. Where do I start? So I was born in Mexico.
Okay.
I came here when I was 16, immigrant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started working as a dishwasher in a restaurant. I have done cooking pizzas. I don't know. I done just a little bit of everything. And one day, I started working for a landscaping company, and we were building patios, installing retaining walls, and all that good stuff. So I just kind of fell in love with the industry that way. Mm-hmm. And then I used to come to Northfield to deliver newspapers. I did that for like 7 years. I would drive from St. Paul all the way to Northfield to deliver newspapers. And then just kind of fall in love with the community here.
Yeah.
And I was like, one day I'm going to start a business doing this here. And that's how I got started in doing landscaping.
Okay. Yeah. So when you first started your business, because I've been looking at your website, you have a lot of services that you provide. Was it always that many services, or did you just start with one thing and slowly expand?
We were trying to focus on, let me say again. I started my business in 2010. We were coming out of recession in 2010. It was not, like, nobody wanted to spend money on the landscaping. Mm-hmm. So I started doing mowing, just a little cleanup. Yard cleanup, and then just kind of start to grow from there. I don't know. We kind of focus on about 5 services, which is lawn care, landscaping, dumpster rental, snow removal, and we do a little bit of concrete work.
Okay.
So that was just, like I said, the lawn care and the snow removal, that was the main 2 options that we have, the services that we had at the beginning. And landscaping installation, I always done that, and it's always had a passion for it. So and everything else just grow from there. The roll off dumpsters, it was just kind of, we were looking for a dump truck to haul snow from one side to another side. And then one day in a big storm, I saw a roll-off truck go by full of snow, and I was like, that's the truck I need to buy, so I can have a few boxes, and then about a few boxes for my roll-off truck, and then I put them out for rent, and they just rented out. I got 4 more boxes, and they just rented out, and then that's how I started that part of the business.
Okay.
Speaking of somebody who needs to clean his garage, there's nothing better than renting a dumpster. Mm-hmm. Having you come and put it in my driveway, I'll spend the whatever, however much time I want just cleaning out my garage and throwing it out, and then you come and take it away. That is the greatest thing that's ever happened, man. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, whoever came up with that idea was great. Yeah,
I figured it was you.
No,
Jose.
No.
Such a humble guy.
It was not me, but I've been.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good idea to start from. I don't know how long they've been around, but it seems like in the last 10 years they're just kind of everywhere now.
Yeah, a lot of options.
Yeah.
How many dumpsters do you have, do you think?
We don't have a lot.
Okay.
We don't have a lot. Sometimes we run out and we don't even have enough. We have about 15 to 20 dumpsters right now. Mm-hmm. So it's not a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they all the same size or do you have a couple?
No, we have 3 yards. The gets used for by the contractors to do big remodel jobs. Mm-hmm. We got 20 yards and 10 yards. The 10 yards gets used for a lot of residential cleanups.
Yep,
sure.
And the 20 yards is both construction and residential.
Got it. So yeah. Actually, that kind of leads me to my next question. Do you do residential? You do residential and commercial, it sounds like?
Yeah, we service both. Mm-hmm. We do work a lot of residential accounts. We have a lot of commercial accounts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So if I was, say, a residential person, I'm looking to have some landscaping done in my house, how would I start that process with your company?
So right now, the best way to get in contact with us is you could go on our website, mm-hmm. and the contact form that is there, we kind of ask you a few questions.
Sure.
So that way we have an idea of the project you're trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. and that will be one way. Or just pick the old way, you know, just pick up the phone, call me, and I answer, yeah. and try to schedule an appointment, and I come visit.
Okay, it sounds good. Yeah, because by the way, I love your website because I know this sounds weird. I really appreciate good websites. You know, when they're simple, they've got all the right information on there. You've got your phone number right there. You can fill out a form to schedule a consultation. So if I were to give you a call, you came out to my house and you just have a conversation about what the project is and kind of go from there, get a quote, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to say we're like the perfect fit for every single person, mm-hmm. every single customer they would call. Mm-hmm. Some people are, I don't know, like I'll come out there, get the feeling, get like figure out if I'm going to be the best fit for your project. Mm-hmm. And if I feel like we can do the job, we can do a good job, and we can create the results that you're looking for, then mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and just give you a price. If not, then I'm just going to tell you, you know what, this is not for me. Mm-hmm. You probably can contact this or this person and just get a little bit better results that I will sure. provide for you. Yep.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, that's great that you realize that about yourself. You're always not going to be that perfect fit.
No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's good to always shop around and have some people in your back pocket that you can recommend.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good guys that out in the community. They do a good job, and mm-hmm. I guess it's enough for everybody, to be honest.
Yeah. Spread the wealth around. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So with some of your other services, I see here you have lawn care. Now, it says Northfield and Faribault. Do you also serve surrounding communities like Dundas or some of the townships around here, those areas as well?
Definitely, yeah. We focus mm-hmm. in Rice County. Rice County is kind of okay. our main service area. Mm-hmm. We go out to Lakeville, Farmington. We got a couple properties out there.
Okay.
Actually, now that I remember, we got a couple churches in Rochester. We got church in Albert Lee, Casson. Yeah.
Wow. You guys have a big service area. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just realized that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. To all those churches out there, you're going to get your lawn mowed. Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about you guys. No. But I said Rice County is kind of our main air service area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And with your lawn services, it looks like you can even sign up if someone wanted to have you come out like weekly or biweekly, something like that, just to take care of their yard.
Yeah. So my website guy, he's really good. I love that guy. Is one day I was thinking about how can I make it easy for people to when they're wondering how much it costs to service their lawn. Mm-hmm. They just go on my website and just kind of figure out the prices, you know. So we created a calculator where you just go put your square foot, just the square footage of your house or your property or your yard mm-hmm. in there, and then it kind of give you an idea how much it's going to cost you. We start about $200 and go up from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool.
Do you do more than mowing? Like, do you like do the like the you know spray for weeds or do the aerating any of that stuff?
We focus on the mowing and the maintenance. The chemicals we subcontract them out True Green. Yeah,
gotcha.
And then. Yeah, we can do some other services, but mm-hmm. we just kind of focus on the mowing and the maintenance.
Yep.
Yep.
Gotcha. Oh, my yard is so full of dandelions right now. It is ridiculous. I'm like, maybe because we've got a really busy month coming up. I might have to hire you guys just for like a month or so.
No, definitely give us a call.
We
try to help whoever calls us. Yeah.
Absolutely. And actually, that kind of leads me to my next question. So, how, if folks are thinking of like a bigger project, you know, something with landscaping or whatnot, how booked out are you right now? Like, is it something that's going to be a little while or you can maybe get them in sooner?
So we are booked for a while. Like, if I got to look at my calendar, it's probably full all the way to August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But with that being said, I do have more than one crew, so we can always shift place like things around to make it work. If it's something that you need done right away because you have an event coming up to your house, or you just want to sell your house quick, or you want to, like, we can always work with you. We'll figure out the best way to get it done.
Have you had some folks that have been like, hey, I've got a graduation party coming up? I feel like that is such a common thing.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Good thing you mentioned that. Right now I'm working on a project where the guy, he has to clean up his yard. So we are building a stone patio, and he's got to have it by the 14th because he has a graduation party. So when he initially contacted me, he's like, I need to have this done before June 14th.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're working on something, a project like that.
And this person contacted you pretty recently, like within the last couple of weeks or so, or last month, or
we started the conversation about a week and a half ago.
Wow,
yeah,
that is impressive. And you're gonna get it done by June 14th.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I love it. We're gonna try. We're gonna do our darndest. That's amazing.
It's crazy. He invited me to the graduation party. If I can finish it, if not, I'm just gonna be like, I'll come back after the graduation party.
Wow! I'll never forget both when my sister graduated and I graduated. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, we got to do this project, do that project, you know, for the graduation party.
Right,
I'm like, oh, come on, give me a break. You just want to get it done.
Yeah.
Wow.
It seems like a lot of people are like, it gets under pressure when graduation parties are coming up. But yeah, so I don't know for next year, we probably should schedule like a couple months ahead.
Yeah.
So we plan and then we get it done.
Right. That's what you do is at the Home and Garden Show next year. You put up a big banner and it says, plan for your grad party now.
I really, that's
a great idea.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Or even just have a list of like, hey, what are you thinking of?
Right.
Exactly. Wow. Very cool.
Gonna have to get one of those banners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just to kind of wrap this all up here, because folks can find your website, which is RojasAllProsCompanies.com. Can they also find you on any social media platforms like Facebook or Instagram?
We are all over the internet. So, yeah, if you Google Rojas All Pros Companies, you're probably going to find Instagram. We're going to find Facebook. I think it's even a TikTok somewhere in there.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Okay. All right. Got someone doing the TikTok for you.
Yeah. Well, we got over here, Mr. Ben. He's going to start doing that. So we'll see how that
works. Yeah, you have your son Ben here with you.
Ben. Say hi, Ben.
Let the record show.
Yeah,
Rojas second generation.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So, we have a... I don't know. We try to establish a little system, you know, so we got people that are out there doing the work. We got assistant that's doing all the bookkeeping and all the computer work, and then we just try to spread the work so it's a little easier for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And actually, you know, I just found it on your website here. It's in the, if you go to their main webpage, in the upper left-hand corner, you've got your Facebook, Instagram, Yelp. You got all the things going on here.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Nice. Well, is there anything else before we sign off here that you'd like to let us know about your company or services?
You know what? The one thing I want to mention so the community knows a little bit more about us. You know, we've been in the community since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
We always try to help out, give back to the community by donations. You know, sometimes we try to help people here and there. And then what I've been doing this year is try to find three people that could use our services. And for some reason, they cannot pay for it. We are doing the services for mm-hmm. free.
Wow.
I don't know. The other day, I was at my house, and there's this guy comes and asks me, hey, my mom needs help. And then it was grandma has fallen on the ground. So I had to go pick her up, and then she's like, can you help me fix my tire and my mower so then I can mow my lawn? I'm like, you shouldn't be mowing your lawn anymore. So we just took on her lawn,
nice.
And then we mowed her lawn for no cost, you know.
Oh,
and sometimes
wow.
once in a while.
Right.
And it's not so I feel better. Mm-hmm. It's not so I can people think of me as like, oh, she's just taking an opportunity. No, it's just like it's from the bottom of my heart. I just try to help out.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. So, yeah, if it's anybody in the community that needs some help, reach out through our website or mm-hmm. just call us, and we try to fit you in and help you out.
Excellent. Awesome. We love that. And thank you for that. That's very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
We always appreciate the community-minded people for sure, man.
Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely. Like, like I said, I've been here for too long, and you know, definitely the ones that just grab me the most is grandma and grandpa. You know, they're always trying to get around and do their stuff, and they take pride on their yard, and they just can't do it anymore.
Right.
So,
I mean, you've got so many people these days trying to age in place and not go into a facility or something.
Mm-hmm.
You're helping them do that, which is really cool.
That's
really cool.
You know,
thanks,
I mean,
Jose.
I'm sure some people, it's like, oh, it's mowing the lawn, but it's like so much more than that.
It's so much more than that.
Yeah.
You know, it was one time somebody asked, like, I met him somewhere in the gas station or something. He's like, oh, you're the lawn mowing guy. And I look at him, I'm like, well, I do a little bit more than just lawn mowing. But I mean, if you look at it, I mean, like, just the lawn mowing guy, I'm just the lawn mowing guy.
Sure,
you'd be whatever you need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we hope you have a very bountiful summer of projects and lawn mowing and everything else. And thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the invite. And then, I don't know, maybe we can do this again.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you back.
Two quick questions. What's your website?
RojasAllProsCompanies.com.
.com? Yes. What's your phone number?
952-737-7170.
Great. All right. Thanks, Jose. It's good to see you, man.
And I hope you get to go to that graduation party and finish that project on time.
I'm definitely going to do my everything to get it done.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you.